In St. Louis, the battle over the future of a 40-year-old federal building that the government no longer needs could be decided tomorrow. While developers and city leaders say they need the building for economic development, a local minister wants to turn it into a homeless shelter. The minister has a Reagan-era federal law on his side, giving homeless organizations dibs on surplus federal property. From member station KWMU, Matt Sepik reports.
Dressed in a worn blue sport coat, the Reverend Larry Rice strolls into a makeshift television studio set up in a back room of his crowded downtown homeless shelter. Clutching a Bible in one hand and a microphone in the other, he looks into the camera and on live TV scolds civic leaders for, in his view, ignoring the needs of the homeless.
You see the opportunity that exists. And they're making us look like the bad guys because we just want to help. And we're not going to house 1,000 homeless people. We never said that there.
Rice has run homeless shelters and religious radio and TV stations in the Midwest for decades. Off camera, he says with a growing number of homeless women and children in the area, he's running out of space at his St. Louis headquarters.
We've taken over classrooms that we're putting beds in now. We've taken over storage areas. We've occupied every square foot that we possibly can for direct accommodation.
That's why he wants to pay the government $1 a year to lease the 400,000-square-foot Abram Federal Building several blocks away. The Agriculture Department workers there are scheduled to move across town in 2006. Rice wants to replace them with the area's largest homeless shelter. He says he can do this because the 1987 McKinney Homeless Assistance Act gives the homeless priority in occupying surplus federal property. But there's a catch. The federal building sits across the street from the Kiel Opera House, a classical revival St. Louis landmark on the National Register of Historic Places. It's been closed more than a decade, but developer Don Breckenridge wants to reopen it as part of a larger plan to revive the surrounding area. But he says for anything to happen with the Opera House, the soon-to-be-vacant federal building needs to be converted into a parking garage.
If we don't get the Abrams building, we would be shutting down or not going forward with $93 million worth of work.
Breckenridge says while he was able to persuade the Salvation Army not to go after the building, Reverend Rice has repeatedly turned down his offers to help find another facility to house the homeless.
I have tried to talk to Larry Rice 8 times. I've called him for the last 2 months, and I finally received one call back from an assistant of his simply saying that he didn't want to talk to me, period.
Rice is not the first to take advantage of the McKinney Act. Homeless advocates in California used it to turn buildings on an old army base into transitional housing. In Washington, D.C., a federal building near Capitol Hill was transformed into a job training center. Rebecca Troth is an attorney with the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty in Washington. She says the developer's offer isn't specific and it comes too late in the planning process.
It seems unreasonable to me for a city to say, you can't have this property for homeless people, but they don't put their money where their mouth is in terms of providing any alternatives.
Those opposing Reverend Rice's plan argue it's just not financially feasible. City leaders hope the Department of Health and Human Services will agree. The agency could decide as early as tomorrow if Rice will get the federal building. Developer Don Breckenridge says if he does, it will all but derail plans to reopen the historic Kiel Opera House and breathe life into a stagnant downtown. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.